You have your bank account number when you're dealing with any bank. But if you're dealing with an export-import, you have an account, a current account with a category 1 authorized dealer bank. Now, just like you have your account number, bank account number with your bank, in the same way, there is an international bank account number for interbank transactions. It is an internationally agreed system of identifying bank accounts across national borders to facilitate the communications of cross-border transactions, that is, cross-border movement of communication for payments with a reduced risk of transcription errors. It was initially developed to facilitate payments within the European Union, but it has been implemented by most European countries and numerous other countries also in other parts of the world. The current standard, ISO standard for this kind of an IBAN is ISO 13616 of 2007, which indicates that SWIFT is the formal registrar of such interbank account numbers. It specifies the elements of an international bank account number used to facilitate the processing of data internationally in any financial environment. Mind you, underline this, financial environment, as well as within and between other industries, but does not specify internal procedures. No, international trade procedure does not interfere. It's only in relation to the financial aspect of the transaction. There is another type of account number known as BBAN or basic bank account number. The format is decided by the national central bank or designated payment authority of each country. Each country has got their own method of BBAN. There is no consistency between the formats adopted. Of course, the national authority may register its BBAN format with SWIFT, but it is not obliged to do so. But it may adopt the IBAN without registration. And here, SWIFT acts as the registration authority for the SWIFT system, which is used by most countries that have not adopted the IBAN. A major difference between two systems is that SWIFT, there is no requirement that BBANs used within a country to be a predefined length of characters. There is also a single Euro payments area, or SEPA. IBAN designation scheme was chosen as the foundation for electronic processing in the European Economic Area, and Euro payments regulation has been the foundation for decisions to create a single Euro payment area. European Central Bank or ECB has created the interbank network that unifies the technical infrastructure of the 26 central banks of the European Union only. And SEPA is the self-regulatory initiative by the banking sector of Europe as represented by the European Payment Council. Initially, the European Union made the scheme mandatory, and all national systems for credit transfer and direct debits must be replaced by IBAN. This would be sufficient to identify an account for home and foreign financial transactions in SEPA countries. They were basically for SEPA countries. Let us look at SWIFT. All of you, if you have transacted any foreign document for import or export, your bank must have told you sometimes or the other SWIFT transfers. There are SWIFT transfers. And you get the impression that your money is transferred through SWIFT. SWIFT will take money from the foreign buyer, their bank, and give that money to the exporter's bank over here. No, that does not happen. There is no money transfer at all. SWIFT is known as the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, legally registered SWIFT-SCRL. It provides a network for financial institutions worldwide to send and receive information only about financial transactions only in a very secure, standardized, and reliable environment. SWIFT also sells software and services to the concerned financial institutions. They have a business identifier course, which are popularly known as SWIFT course. It has established common standards for all financial transactions and a shared data processing system and worldwide communication network. Mind you, I again repeat, this method does not transfer funds, but it only transfers the communication. SWIFT transports financial messages in a highly secure way, but does not hold accounts for its members and does not perform any form of clearing or settlement. No settlement is involved. They do not facilitate funds transfer. It only sends payment orders, which must be settled by corresponding accounts that the institutions have with each other. They should have their own interbank accounting system and settled by that, based on the communication of SWIFT. Each financial institution to exchange banking transaction must have a banking relationship by either being a bank or affiliating itself with one or more, so as to enjoy those particular business features. Messages formatted to SWIFT standards can be read by and processed by many well-known financial processing systems. SWIFT cooperates with international organizations for defining standards for message formats and the contents. The SWIFT is also registration authority for various ISO standards. These are the various formats of ISO standards which you see over here, where SWIFT acts as the registering authority for this kind of standards for all financial transactions, communication messages. SWIFT and IBAN both come in handy when identifying parties in a money transfer. A SWIFT code is used to identify a specific bank, and IBAN code is used to identify an individual account involved in an international transaction. It means several things to in the financial world, but basically it means a secure network for transmitting, mind you, only transmitting messages between financial institutions. A set of syntax standards for financial messages for transmission over SwiftNet or any other network. A set of connection, software and services allowing financial institutions to transmit messages over the SWIFT network. Next, we have the Asian Clearing Union or ACU. Now, this ACU came into being because of the tug of war between Iran and America. America did not allow Iran to trade freely in US dollars. And therefore, Asian Clearing Union was established under the initiatives of UNSCAP for Asia and Pacific. Iran suggested that members of the union, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Maldives, Myanmar, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka, employ a system developed by the Central Bank of Iran to get around the SWIFT system for interbank transfers between these countries only, that is the Asian Clearing Union countries. Primary objective was to secure regional cooperation for settlement of monetary transactions among the members of the union itself. And it has provided a system for clearing payments amongst these member countries on a multilateral basis. Mind you, they do not give you clearing for other currencies apart from these countries' currencies. The unit of settlement of ACU transaction is a common unit of account of ACU, and that is equivalent to $1 and the Asian monetary unit is denominated as ACU dollars or ACU euro dollars. All eligible transactions between member countries are required to be settled through the Asian Clearing Union. Monetary transactions eligible to be settled through this union includes payments from residents in the territory of one particular participant to a resident in the territory of another participant within the ACU, payment for current international transactions as defined by the Articles of Agreement of the IMF International Monetary Fund, payments permitted by the country in which the payer resides, and payments which are in compliance with FEMA 1999 rules, regulations, orders, or directives issued thereunder, and the specific provisions of the memorandum of the ACM, that is, Asian Clearing Members. Payment for exports and imports transactions between ACU members countries on deferred payment terms also are allowed. Friends, there is a new bank created by a group of countries, that is the New Development Bank. It has been created by BRICS, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. This group of countries have established the New Development Bank, which is commonly known as BRICS Bank. This was to finance their own resources for infrastructure and sustainable development projects in our emerging economies. The BRIC Bank finds itself criticized for lack of transparency in its function. In spite of this, the bank has expanded its membership with admitting of Bangladesh, UAE, Uruguay, and Egypt. The current crisis that we see all around us on account of the Ukraine war and the expansion of Western sanctions has led to the possibility to expand their mechanisms. Our BRIC banks' mechanisms has been expanded. The current crisis is the right time for the BRICS bank to launch an alternative to SWIFT, that is the payment settlement arm of international settlement, to give momentum to national currencies and expand trade with countries facing Western sanction. The BRICS bank has created a CRA, that is Contingency Reserve Arrangement. This is a framework for the provision of support through liquidity and precautionary instruments. This will be in response to either actual or potential short-term balance of payment pressures by any of these countries in the BRICS bank. With the right political guidance, the CRA can fulfill their original objectives, which go beyond BRICS also. That means in case of crisis with other countries of the world, the member countries of the BRICS bank will be helped by the bank. This is overwhelming impulse amongst the emerging economies to change the currency situation of international payments and lending through local currencies. Transactions through local currencies between these group of countries. We have created, Indian government has created, amended to the extent that we have a rupee denominated trade in place. Indian exporters and importers and exporters can now do trading in the international market by invoicing in Indian rupees. Banks have been allowed by RBI to start Vostro accounts to facilitate global trade in Indian rupees. This is through Vostro accounting. This move is set up to increase the importance of the Indian currency in the global market. With trade in Russia in rupees has started, its benefits are widespread. It will help reduce pressure on India's foreign exchange reserves and help the Indian currency to remain stable in the long run. Maybe short term we may not get the benefits immediately, but in the long term we will be benefit to a very large extent. Of course, as of today, all trade with Russia and Iran can now be done through this Vostro accounting or with any country that is willing to trade with us in the Indian rupees. Other countries have shown interest that they want to do trade with India in Indian rupees. Currently, countries like Nepal, Bhutan and Russia are trading in rupees directly, yes. For developing countries, switching to the Indian rupee would make their currency stronger by trading with India. Many countries in the Middle East would want to trade in the Indian currency when they find that it is now easier to transact with and more profitable to transact with India through the Indian currency. We are now on the threshold of exporting many defense products which can be tapped through the rupee payment system. This can benefit a lot of Asian and African countries along with India, benefit to India also. Those countries can also be our clients who would trade in Indian rupees. That's the benefit that we would be getting. Thank you.